good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Now, look, you've been, you were over in Washington reporting on US politics since 2008. How's the feeling over there these days?
Look, it's very different. Well, I first arrived in Washington just after Obama's first inauguration, and look, honestly, Washington was alive, was optimistic, was there was an extraordinary energy about the place. You know, Obama came in promising that change had come to America, and people were excited and invigorated by this. It's fair to say that this is the real change that's come to America under Donald Trump. We haven't seen anything like this for a very, very long time, and people are very uncertain about what's going to happen.
Now, you've got a Four Corners report coming up tonight. It's called Hell of a Ride. I love that name. You spent a lot of time talking to Trump supporters about how we should be reading his actions. Is there still a massive support base even now?
Look, there is. I mean, I think that, you know, there's a large part of America who feel disenfranchised, who feel let down by the political establishment, and who really want things turned upside down. I spent quite a bit of time with people who have been very close to Donald Trump. Both people who've written about him and his family for the last couple of decades and people who've worked very closely with him for the last couple of decades, one of whom is a guy called Michael Caputo, who features quite strongly in tonight's story. He was a Trump campaign advisor. He worked for Trump. He helped him with his New York primary, and he worked on the campaign itself. He's known him for quite a long time, and he just says Donald Trump will be an episodic president. He says we haven't had a change like this in America since the 19th century, and it's going to change in ways we don't even know yet. So we've started to see some of that already. This is someone who doesn't really have any respect for the sort of treaties and frameworks and institutions that have been set up and established largely by the United States globally. Since the Second World War, we've already seen the impact of that. And look, someone who comes to office under in very odd circumstances, under a cloud of investigation on a number of fronts. So there's already court action against him. There is a suggestion that his conflicts of interest are unconstitutional. Those things are going to dog him forever, and he's just. Look, we've already seen it. He's a loose cannon, and dealing with the way he uses Twitter and the way he communicates, it's a big challenge for everyone.
Look, when it comes to these scandals, though, he's proven to be a bit of a Teflon Billy in his way to kind of get through everything a bit unscathed. What's going to happen when he finally erodes even his political support base? Because surely some of the GOP are scratching their heads, looking around and thinking, what have we done?
Oh, definitely. A lot of them are. A lot of them are very worried about it, and they you know, to be honest, I don't think they really know what to do yet. He will be. He already is at war with large parts of his own party. That's going to be a feature of his presidency for a long time. People have sort of started talking about this impeachment idea. We're a long way from that, and that requires the Republicans in Congress to actually move against their own president. I don't think we're going to see that for a very long time, if at all. But, you know, he's going to be at war with the judiciary. We've already seen that. He's going to be at war with his own party. He's going to be, this extraordinary inauguration address he gave, which was all about putting America first, and everything is going to be seen through this prism. It was an incredibly dark and foreboding speech, and that shocked a lot of people too, because inauguration speeches are usually a time where, you know, you put the division of the campaign behind you. You come out into the public and you say, we're going to work together. We're going to get things done. But this really, really did take people by surprise, and it's going to be a feature of his presidency.
Now, the media is a fascinating one, obviously, to you and to I. Reuters have recently released an internal memo saying that they feel that their experience reporting in totalitarian regimes means that they're not going to have a problem reporting under Donald Trump's administration. It's got to be a hard time to be media in Washington at the moment.
Yeah, and the media is really having a hard time and really struggling to come to terms with this. It's thrown up a number of challenges for them. Particularly, you know, we've had big mastheads like the New York Times and the Washington Post call him out as a liar. that is a big step for a mainstream journal of record like that to call out the president as a liar. That's not just saying, he's obfuscating or he's trying to avoid things, or it's actually saying the president is a liar. The relationship between Donald Trump and the president is already very difficult, and it's going to become even more difficult. As one person said, I spoke to a conservative columnist, Jennifer Rubin, from the Washington Post. She's very well connected and very well respected among Republicans. She says, we're on to the divorce before the marriage, forget about the honeymoon. It's going to be hostile. He's going to make sure it continues to be hostile, and no one really knows how that's going to turn out.
Well, Michael, tonight's Four Corners report sounds like it's going to be fascinating. Thanks for chatting to us this morning.
Yeah, pleasure. No problem at all.
Thank you.